With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week on this program, we examined the environmental record of Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan as he runs for re-election on November 6th. This week, we'll look at the environmental platform and history of his Democratic challenger, Ben Jealous. Jealous has never held an elected government office, but he's a former Rhodes Scholar, newspaper reporter, and former president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. At the NAACP, Jealous started the organization's Climate Justice Program, which emphasizes that minorities and lower-income people are often hit hardest by flooding, extreme weather, air pollution, and other impacts of burning fossil fuels. As he runs for governor, at the top of Jealous's list of environmental priorities is to have Maryland join California and Hawaii as states that plan to stop using coal and natural gas to generate electricity, and instead switch to 100% solar, wind, and other clean fuels. Here's Jealous in a phone interview between campaign stops this week.
Best thing any of us can do in these times is to make sure that our jurisdiction, our county, our city, our state is doing everything it can to stop climate change. As governor of Maryland, I'll make sure that we get to 100% reliance on clean and renewable energy as quickly as possible. We have the will to do it as a state.
Jealous has picked up the endorsements of, among others, the Maryland League of Conservation Voters and environmental writer and activist Bill McKibben, author of The End of Nature. McKibben said Jealous's roots in the environmental movement go back decades.
My guess is that the moment it really crystallized for him was as a young journalist when he was covering the Jackson, Mississippi, the poisoning of a community after an explosion of a chemical plant. That's where those links between poverty and race and pollution, I think, really became clear to him.
Jealous's campaign website urges a return to smart growth policies to curb suburban sprawl. But curiously, it makes no mention of what many Marylanders view as the state's number one environmental issue, cleaning up the Chesapeake Bay. When I asked Jealous about this, he criticized Governor Hogan's record on the Bay, but did so in terms that were not entirely accurate. Here's Jealous.
This governor, his first day in office, made it easier for Mount Air and other corporate chicken farmers to dump chicken feces straight into the bay. I found it outrageous, especially outrageous because he had taken $250,000 from Mount Air to help fund his campaign.
While it's true that the Mount Air Poultry Company donated $250,000 to the Republican Governors Association, not directly to Hogan's campaign, neither Mount Air or any other poultry companies dump feces straight into the bay. Their contract farmers for decades have been over-applying manure as fertilizer to Eastern Shore farm fields and then rain washes it into bay tributaries. Hogan, once elected, did pull back regulations that former Governor O'Malley had, after many years of delay, proposed to curb this over-application of manure. But then, a month and a half later, Governor Hogan introduced his own manure regulations that, once critiqued by Democratic lawmakers and tightened up, were praised by environmentalists as a step forward in cleaning up the Chesapeake Bay. My takeaway is that while Jealous is strong on climate and environmental justice issues, on the Chesapeake Bay, he's less informed and so far is not offering anything specific or new. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.